Troopers aren't saying much about Tuesday's fatal shooting, citing the ongoing investigation. But they disclosed some of the events leading up to the death of 59-year-old Daniel Dwayne Jensen Jr., who was wanted on an outstanding felony warrant charging multiple counts of first and second degree sexual abuse of a minor under age 13. A Troopers news release issued Friday says two members of a U.S. Marshal Fugitive Task Force that was looking for Jensen fired their weapons while trying to arrest him. They are Jack LeBlanc, an investigator with the statewide Drug Enforcement Unit's Fairbanks Narcotics Team, and Nathan Werner, a North Pole police officer and Fairbanks Narcotics Team member. Troopers spokesman Ken Marsh says the shooting occurred soon after task force members began a door-to-door search for Jensen among several structures on a remote property near milepost 1399 of the Alaska Highway.
And while they were searching those structures, Jensen was actually seen with another individual through a window.
Marsh wouldn't say whether the other person seen with Jensen was held or arrested in connection with the case.
Jensen spotted law enforcement approaching, and he apparently grabbed a high-powered rifle. And when he did that, that led to law enforcement opening fire.
Jensen died of injuries sustained in the shooting, but Marsh wouldn't say Friday who fired the fatal shot. No other injuries were reported by members of the task force, which included troopers and Anchorage police. The two officers who fired their weapons both were placed on 72 hours of paid leave, as is routine for shootings involving police. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation's looking into the case. When that investigation's completed, it'll be reviewed by the State Office of Special Prosecutions. The charges against Daniel Jensen stem from a trooper investigation into alleged offenses that, according to online court documents, were committed about 18 years ago. The records show Jensen was indicted in October 2013 on 5 felony counts of sexual abuse of a minor under age 13 in the Delta area in 2002 and 2003. But the records don't show that he ever went to trial on the charges. A separate online court entry shows Jensen was charged in April 2015 with a misdemeanor count of violating a condition of release. The records show that troopers issued a warrant for Jensen for failing to appear in court for 2 court proceedings in April 2015, and law enforcement agencies have been searching for him ever since. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.